Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Drake and B.
Homecoming season.
Hey, Rams, how y'all going at?
102 Jams.
In the morning, 102 Jams is the station. Three Live Crew is the show. Drinking, rocking, B Dot.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rock.
It's Friday.
That's right. Roxy is in the homecoming spirit, I see.
Yes, I'm ready.
You ready?
I told you today was my day.
Today is your day.
Yes.
Today is your day. What are you doing today?
I'm hitting the yard today.
Hitting the yard.
Yes, like when we get off work,
yeah.
I got to go handle some things, and I'm one way to Winston.
Wait a minute. What kind of things you got to handle?
Like personal things, like nails and stuff.
How long is that taking?
I mean, it's going to take how long it takes, but either way, I'm out there.
Okay, what time do you expect to get to the yard?
About two. Yeah.
Boom. You going to have some turn up with you?
Yeah, about two.
You going to be turned?
Yeah.
Are they tailgating on Friday over there?
Normally not on Friday.
No, not on Friday?
Yeah, there'll be some vendors out there.
But everybody just know to come to the yard on Friday.
Yeah, there'll be some food. There'll be vendors and stuff out there, like food vendors. There'll be a bunch of vendors out there with Nelia and stuff.
Huh?
I'm excited.
Ram House.
Happy homecoming, Rams.
Happy homecoming, Rams.
We're here, baby.
Y'all show Aggie some love when y'all see me in the streets now.
Show what?
Show Aggie some love when y'all see me in the streets.
Yeah, we will. We'll show y'all some love.
I don't believe you, Rob.
Don't we always?
Yeah, you do. I mean,
the
way you just said it was very low. And like, yeah, we'll show you some love. We'll show you some love. 102 Jams name.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me.
102 Jams, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Top of the morning to you out there.
It is Free for All Friday. Now, if you don't know how it goes down on Free for All Friday, let us break it down for you.
Break it down.
Okay. Rob. Whatever you want to talk about, that is what we talk about today.
Exactly what we talk about
today.
Like,
listen, it's homecoming.
It's homecoming.
All right. We don't want to do any work. We don't.
You don't.
We leave that to you, all right?
And I
just want to kick it off and say, yesterday, like, the most embarrassing thing happened to me in front of my son, and I think I dropped the ball on, like, explaining how it all went down.
Okay, Roxy, what happened?
I feel like you're judging me, and
I'm not.
I
would just like to know what happened before I get any judgments.
Okay, so... All right, so I'm going through something personally.
Okay.
Okay, that women experience.
All right.
On a monthly basis.
I get it.
Okay.
I'm with you.
So I'm handling my business to myself, okay, in my bathroom.
In your bathroom.
Okay, and here he comes busting up in the bathroom.
Well, you in there switching out your pads.
Didn't you say you understood?
Yeah,
you didn't
understood.
Have to. We didn't have to go there with it.
Okay,
we didn't have to go there with it. You said you understood.
All right, my man busts up in the room. He busts up in there.
Now he busts up in there because I had left him a surprise on his bed. He saw it and he was excited. He just busts up in there. So I'm like, get out of here. But he had already seen some things going down. So... We don't have to get into details.
Off the air, you gotta tell me.
But when I comes out from the bathroom,
my man is distraught.
He says to me verbatim, "So can I ask you some questions?"
And we in it.
I said, "What questions do you have, JJ?"
Yep.
you wear a diaper?
Okay. I'm immature.
I said,
you know I am.
I said, JJ, it's not a diaper. It's something girls have to wear sometimes. Boys don't have to worry about it, so you don't have to worry about it.
Boom.
And he was like,
that's a start.
So y'all wear a diaper so y'all could pee on y'allself?
No.
No, son.
No, JJ.
But drank. Seriously?
You got to go a little further.
No, I didn't know what to do. I was stuck.
What do you mean?
I just didn't know exactly how far. I didn't know exactly how far I was supposed to go with it. And I was on the spot. So what do I do when I'm on the spot? I start panicking and over-explaining.
Gosh.
So now I'm breaking down to my six-year-old female anatomy and things that we go through monthly. And I think I may have went too far.
And you can't even say right now what exactly you said, can you?
I mean, I broke down female anatomy.
Just broke it all down for my man.
At six.
I don't know, Roxy. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's another way you could. My girl just panicked.
To your body and teach you my language. I know you're used to these women that's timid. See what I want, then I get up and get it.
19 minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 Live Crew rocking with you. And last night, Stunner for Vegas proved that he is rapping what he is living, Big Rock.
What you mean?
We had a great time last night at the Red and Black Affair.
Okay.
Had a great time out there, man. I get out there, the energy is lit.
Of course.
Deron Juan is out there mixing. I hop on stage. The crowd is super receptive. About 10, 20 minutes later, it's time to announce Stunner for Vegas is coming on.
Okay.
Stunner for Vegas come out there, and he's rocking. And I'm talking about, and he tell the people, listen. If you didn't come with me, I need you to back up. Please, back up. And then he goes back to rocking out a little bit. But every time he turns around, it's like he's bumping into people. He's like, yo, please back up. Back it up. If you did not come with me, back up. So this one dude who's just being real extra, right? Mm-hmm. And security end up grabbing him and started tussling him real, real, real disrespectfully off of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, everybody in the audience, we're at the Millennium Center, Rock.
Okay.
Everybody in the audience got their phones out. So you know they're recording and stuff.
Dang.
So dude is like, oh. So we like, dang, buddy, getting embarrassed. So everybody at that point stays back, like, and Stunner for Vegas even tell his security, like, chill. It's not that serious. You're doing him a little too greasy. Calm down. Be easy. So we chilling, da-da-da-da-da, chilling. And then he starts performing this song. I had to go to the back to check on one of the microphones.
Uh-huh.
And I just hear Stunner get on the mic and say, what'd he say? Hey, man, chill with all that tough talk, boy. And then he goes back to performing. So I get back to the stage, and I stand up there with Deron, and Deron is like, yo, I want us to move because they about to handle this dude. And I'm like, who? And the dude that just got kicked off stage is standing beside Deron by the DJ booth throwing a flag up, talking all this blood talk or gang talk.
Oh, my gosh. Who was dude?
A student. Next thing I know, he got hit so hard. They punched him so hard in the side of his face, you could hear it over the music. He turns around, Roxy. When he get hit, he...
Shut up.
360 turned around, had no clue where it was. George Jefferson style. Next thing you know, everybody in Stunner for Vegas entourage took turns putting their feet on him.
Oh, no.
A Kirk Franklin stomp video went down on the Millennium Center stage. Right? I'm talking about, and it's happening right beside us. And me and Deron just sitting there like, dang. I look at Deron like, you called it. I'm talking about they left that man like a vegetable.
No.
That boy living what he's saying, man. They bring me the back and I Roxy. Count up the money, I walk in the party. And Stunner for Vegas out there still performing while Buddy's
getting stomped out in the back.
Sleep back here. This part. Yeah. And everybody's going crazy. Yeah. Everybody's going crazy. I know you're handling it. You get left like a vegetable.
Why did it...
Man, I found his glasses. I meant to bring his glasses up here this morning, man, as a trophy, right, just so y'all could see.
He was a student, right, though?
Yeah. Yeah, he got... Now, listen.
Is he?
No,
is he
all right? We seen him a couple more times throughout the night. Deron went to the bathroom and saw him in there.
Messed up?
Oh, man, like, the right side of his face was brutal.
Yeah.
But Buddy, they said Buddy's still on Instagram right now popping off. Like, I'm still here. Ain't nobody do nothing to me. Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, somebody did do something to you, though.
Oh, they did something to him, now.
I mean, they did.
Oh, they did something to him.
You might still be here.
But
But somebody did do something, though.
Gosh, it was vicious. Remind me of those old Pancho Villa brouhaha
days. Brew days. Yeah, yeah.
That's how you literally kick off homecoming, Bit Rock. Hey, catch Big Rock out there tonight. The Greek Step Show. I don't know why it's got Greek Step Show up there for me to read like that. But I'm going to roll with it. Big Rock out there at the Step Show, man. I'm going to let you know something.
Yeah.
If it's anything like last night, them alphas going to show out tonight.
Uh-oh.
They went crazy on stage last night.
Uh-oh.
Hey, big shout out to B.I. Good morning. All I ever asked was it's 6:31, 29 minutes, and yes, it'll be 7 a.m., and we're one step closer to the yard.
Grand opening, grand closing, child.
Or?
Kalani and YG. Or maybe not. Maybe she'll forgive him. Maybe she will forgive him. Now, y'all know they a little couple and everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, YG, he out at the club, and video leaks of him making out with another woman. I mean, full makeout session. Like they together, together. Like
really?
They a couple. Not him and Kalani. Like they a couple.
Are you looking at the video right there?
No, I'm not looking at the video right now. I'm just looking at what YG said in response to the video. YG's just like, you know what? It was a drunken night. It was a mistake. I have no romantic connection with this woman. It just happened. I'm at the club drinking, got a little carried away, and I regret what I did.
Mm.
Will Kalani forgive him for said mistake? Mm. I don't know.
We don't know.
We just got to wait and see.
Damn. Hey. Mm. Women is accepting less and less these days, YG.
I mean,
you might
just
be out there by yourself after this one, brother.
I mean, we just got it popping and made it official in September.
Yeah.
We just stepped out together in September, mid-September.
See? That's why, that right there, that's exactly why you don't step out. See, people always
want.
Because, man, if he had never popped out with Kalani like that,
yes,
nobody's filming him in the strip club or whatever making out with a chick.
Somebody is still filming him. Yes, they are.
No, they're not. That's not
why
the first.
Not?
That's not the first time he's done that. But somebody filmed because it was like, ooh, ain't he supposed to be with Kalani? Look at him now. And then they get the filming.
So
then they get
the
filming.
You don't think if somebody just is.
I'm with Brown this.
If they're gone, somebody's in the club. Whoever, Wale, in the club, he's just making out with a chick. Ain't nobody gonna film it. Like, look at Wale. People do that. People
Possibly.
Just film celebrities.
Yes, this is true. But I don't know if it gets as much traction as that guy. Like, it might have just kept rolling. But this video is gonna get some serious, serious views. Me, for one. Because he's with Kalani. And everybody's like, dang, look at him doing dirt right here in front of everybody's face. Damn, YG.
We just stepped out in September.
See?
It's over for me.
Dang.
Oh, my
See, that's
man.
What I'm saying. That's why fellas don't go out with their ladies and post them and stuff like that, man.
Oh, is
so
that why?
Yeah, so they can
so
cheat
they can just do dirt and nobody film them.
Exactly.
Y'all are dumb. Take trips for your birthday, baby. Everywhere you walk, that's the start
now. We can go far. In 24 minutes, it will be 7 a.m. 3 live on your radio. Big shout to the Rams, man. Set it off last night at the Black and Red and Black Affair. Stunner for Vegas came through. K-Camp came through. Wu-Tu Times came through out of nowhere. Just hit the stage, had that joint lit.
Wu-Tu pulled up.
Wu-Tu Time pulled up, man. Yes, it was dope, man. It was a dope event out there, man. It is Free For All Friday. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I also just let y'all know about, a guy got stomped out on stage. It was whack, too, man. Somebody got to fight, and then the police were in there and got to spraying mace. And it was mace all in the air for a minute. We had to chill for like 10 minutes and just get everybody's eyes and stuff. And, of course, the back of your throat was all itching and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a bit excessive from the WSPD. But their job last night was to make sure that, they kept it safe for everybody in there. And if they feel like that was the
gotta
only way they could get control in the situation, they had to do what they had to do. It was very reminiscent, though, Rock, of them old school club days, man.
Because let me tell you something.
Huh?
Guess who didn't hesitate?
You ever seen somebody get stomped out in the poncho, Rock?
Once. Once.
Word?
Yes. Once. Mm.
I seen Tiny put this dude to sleep one time in the poncho, man. It was the meanest.
Like a stomp out. I seen plenty fights.
Yeah.
But a stomp out?
Yeah.
Only saw like one stomp out.
Good morning.
Those brouhaha days, both.
What you know about them?
Poncho days,
What
both.
You know about them?
Man.
What you know?
That's when I first jumped off the porch, man.
My boy said, that's when he first jumped off the porch, bro. Huh? Huh?
Right around the Matrix, all that.
The that's Matrix.
Sheesh.
God. Hey, if you ain't never hopped that back fence at the brouhahas, y'all ain't, then we just not the same. It's just
they don't know nothing about that, though.
Hey, if you ain't never hopped that and back fence brew, at the brew, because the line used to be too long.
Hey, we got smart. We had old buddy got there gonna cut a little hole in the side.
Yeah.
Of the
It was a little entry.
Heck
I don't know why y'all was hopping, but it was a little entry.
We were hopping before the entry was put there.
Before the entry.
That was good. I appreciate that nice little trip down memory lane.
All right, y'all have a good morning.
You too, man.
Huh, good old poncho days.
Shut up, Drank. Now, we can talk Bears then now if you want to, Jokers 3. Now, I can entertain you as well.
We've been on a tragedy for months.
City walls are more with
It's 6:45, man. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And you got to already know, when you hear this music, that means somebody's calling up to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. 15 minutes and it will be 7. Roxy, about 30 minutes ago, shared one of those, you know, Roxy stories. She just jumped out there and just started a conversation that had no end. Remember that song? This is the song that doesn't end. That's you with stories to JJ. Roxy's in the bathroom handling her, you know, monthly duties. And JJ burst in the room because he's surprised about a gift that he just got. He's like, Mama, thank you so much. She's like, JJ, get out of here. But the damage is already done to his little 6-year-old eyeballs.
It's too late. He's seen too much,
which is very strange. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, we will move on. Mm-hmm. So then when she comes out the bathroom, my man, just like a little grown man, says, hey, can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah.
Why you be wearing diapers? So then she tries to backpedal out of that. No, but y'all know Roxy, man. Anybody who's been listening to the 3 Live Crew for the last 5 years knows that Roxy does not do well under pressure.
She ain't quick on her feet.
She's not, Drank. No. That's just not her strong suit, bro.
No.
We know that, though. Unfortunately, JJ knows that as well. So he just throws questions out there waiting for an answer. So Roxy had to jump in way too descriptive on female genitalia and how it works with the monthly situations and all of that. And I think it was ridiculous. What do you think?
Hey, Roxy, you just started the best conversation you could have with your son.
I did, Mike.
You did. And just keep it on going, and people can start playing poker at 8 Chase. You got plenty of time, even thereafter.
Hey, six is probably a little too young to be explaining the female anatomy, though. I'm going to just keep that apart.
Oh, not the way they... Hey, girls know a lot earlier than that.
Like, you might be right, but oh man, so, that was
keep
tough.
On going.
Yeah, appreciate you, Mike from Salisbury.
Mm-hmm. What does he mean by keep it on going?
Hold on, guys, baby steps. That is the first real conversation
we've ever had with Mike from Salisbury.
Hello,
respect.
You got to. Hey.
You got to find the small things. You're right, Drunk. I still, but again, it goes back to us not knowing what the hell Mike's talking about. Because keep going with what?
With what?
Now you need to end parenting.
I'm gonna jump out there and say keep going with good parenting.
Okay, respect. At that point, though, Rock, you probably should have just told him to just go sit down somewhere just so you could have got yourself together. Because you know how you get, Rock.
I was on the spot.
You know how you get,
just
Rock.
Just wait for Chris.
I was on the spot.
But even then, though, I don't know what you were supposed to say, Rock.
Thank you.
That was tough.
What you supposed to say?
I just had to break it down.
I don't know if that was the best thing to do.
I just think I'm going to practice honesty is the best policy. Mm. And just keep it a buck.
I would have just left it at, listen, girls have to wear it, boys don't. Just that simple. It's not so anybody can pee on themselves, JJ. That's serious. I mean, that's silly. Now go sit down somewhere. And just make him go think of... Why is it silly? And they're gone, but now he's confused. Hey, it's 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock, baby. And we asked a question yesterday, and I found the answer. The Homecoming Step Show is tonight. Bit Rock will be out there with all the Greeks.
Yeah, I will.
Turned up from 6 o'clock to about 9 o'clock over there in the K.R. Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, a lot of people was talking about how Halloween was canceled. I know in my neighborhood, usually it is a ruckus out there with cars lined up all up and down the sides. None of that was last night.
Mine walking around, yeah.
You saw a couple of your
cars. No, I say it's usually, you know, parents driving around.
Nothing yesterday.
Up in the houses. They got light on.
We was at the mall, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember us asking, were they doing anything in the mall? Absolutely.
Yeah.
The mall goes down.
I heard it went down at the mall.
The mall goes down.
Were you at Hanes or Four Seasons?
Four Seasons.
It went down at Hanes, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I'm talking about them kids up in there, man. I'm talking about the looks on parents' faces. When they would walk into a store that didn't have candy, one woman just came in. I was in Express getting me some teas. Hey, woman came in there. Do you all have candy? She was like, no, I'm sorry, we don't. Well, other stores, when they don't have candy, they put a sign up. Thank you.
Wow.
Bro, that's what I said. Hey, I looked up at the lady. She looked at me, and she went right back to what the hell she was doing.
Because that's the protocol.
Is that protocol?
That is.
Put your sign
listen,
out.
I ain't going to hold
so
you,
so we don't waste our time.
At first, I just like the face you're making. That's the face that me and the register lady made. Like, what? Girl, if you don't get your thirsty self up out here and go buy some candy. But while I was sitting there getting rung up, from the time it took me to get rung up, maybe six.
More
no
people.
Cap.
Yes.
Six different people came in there, and I looked and I was like, you might want to put a sign up, baby.
Okay.
And she laughed. She was like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to put a sign up. Because it was just starting.
Why they ain't had no candy, though?
Because they just wasn't participating, I guess.
Rob, rent is due. They closed the stores and malls
just
already.
Just talking about how it was closed the stores
and malls.
Yeah,
you trying to make me go out here and go buy a bunch of bags. I don't have it.
Well, I went over there by the Starbucks and Four Seasons down on the bottom. It was like two boarded up spots. They're like bandos down there in the Four Seasons. I said, dang, is they trapping out the bando in the
they
Four Seasons?
They boarded them up?
Boarded them up. There's
they don't
two
usually
of them.
Do that.
Why'd they board them up?
Just, I'm not going to say
just,
board,
it's
but
empty.
It was empty, but they had something over the glass where you couldn't look in, bruh.
Like a white.
One was blue and one was brown. Neither one was white. It wasn't wooden boards, but it was.
It was boarded up.
It was boarded up, Rob. I said, dang, we got you trapping out the
bando. What
band
are they going to do with all these malls? Y'all, malls are going down.
Is there
going
to be a time in our lifetime where malls are extinct?
Yes.
You think so?
I really believe that, yes.
You know what they need to do?
I really believe that.
Wow.
You know what they need to switch it up?
To?
Make it kind of like a food court mall. Like with like major restaurants are inside this place and you can like park. And go in and have, you know what I'm saying, at different restaurants.
They're going that way. People like at places like Round One, like Four Seasons at Round One. They doing stuff like that.
People not going to stop eating now.
Nah, but the way DoorDash is going, man, people, listen, I can get anything I want from DoorDash, bro.
Let me tell you, people still going out to eat. You can ride past that Arigato's.
That's valid.
That Kabuto.
That's valid.
You ride past that Smokey Bone.
You said something.
Right. All right.
You said something. 6 minutes, y'all. It'll be 7 o'clock. It's Free For All Friday. What is it you want to talk about? You control the radio, baby.
Yeah, flash. You are...
It's just 1 minute after 7 o'clock, so if you had to be at work at 7 o'clock, you're late. Definitely, definitely late. Last night, Red and Black Affair had a ball out there with my Rams, man. Can't wait to get to the yard today and kick it with y'all. When you hear this music, you already know what it is, man. Free for all. Free for all. What you want to talk about?
Hey, good morning, Free Live. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I just wanted to say I agree with Roxy. With her talking to JJ early on, I'm an elementary school teacher, and girls are starting periods early as 8.
Eight.
And when boys don't understand.
Whoa! Did you say 8?
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8?
Yes, 8.
That's got to be rare. That's got to be rare.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not rare. The average age is honestly 9 to 13, but because of the food that the kids are eating, all this like modified, I don't know. That's what I think it is. They're starting a lot earlier because their hormones are being activated a lot earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So when these boys don't understand what's going on, they point at these girls. You know, think about if you're 8-year-old having to wear a pad in school.
Yeah.
And you can't. They don't have the clothes always to hide like women do.
Hey, you
so
don't get jumped on.
So when boys don't understand what's going on, they can, you know, I don't say torment, but, you know, say things and don't really know what they're talking about. It can affect you, young girls. So I commend you because I know it was a hard conversation, Roxy, but I think it was necessary.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that because I mean,
no
like
problem.
When you say that, you're talking about hormones. You're making me think. Like I'm looking at my 7-year-old daughter, and she got little breast balls.
Does she?
Yeah, I can see them poking. Like when she wear little shirts, I can see her little breast balls poking out.
For
right?
Real?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to teach middle school girls have double
so
teeth.
My man
in sixth
said
grade.
Breast balls. Man, when you grow up, I didn't know what other way to say it.
You laugh too.
Because breast balls is
funny. Y'all are so stupid. Girl, now see, we sit here trying to have a serious conversation. Girl, they make me sick.
She laughing too, Rock.
They make me sick, man.
So Rock, breast balls ain't got a little bit of funny to
it. It ain't got a little bit in there, Rock.
No.
I tried to like just skate off past it, but
hey, I appreciate your call this morning, baby. You be good.
You too. Y'all have a good one. Happy homecoming.
Happy homecoming,
boo.
Mama.
You liking what you see?
Had me in full concert on that one right there at the Red and Black Affair last night. Thought I was Chris Breezy. 7 minutes. Check that. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams, and it's homecoming weekend, baby.
Guys, what's one of my biggest flaws? Nope. Stop. Wait.
Oh. Boy, I had to go to which number on my list?
Hey, boy. Better
point us in a direction.
What was y'all gonna say?
No, you said what?
Shoot. I would like to know what was gonna be said at this point.
We don't have all day.
Everybody was getting ready.
We don't have all day.
Just a name off stuff.
Don't have all day.
When it comes to events, mm-hmm. What's one of my biggest flaws?
Oh, you won't show up.
Yeah. Either late or not showing up.
Yeah, you won't make it.
Late. Oh. Being late is what I was looking for.
Oh, I told you point us in the direction.
Being late.
Okay.
Well, according to a new study by Harvard University, which we all respect. We respect Harvard, don't we? Yes. People.
You better answer for us.
Answer, yeah.
People answer, always, whatever. People always running late are what? Happier and healthier. Why?
Because
we don't
selfish.
Put. No. Because we don't put this stress on ourselves trying to make it to things on time. People always trying to make it on time. They just stressing about being on time. But, got to be on time.
No. What if people are just on time because they're on time? It's not a stressful thing for them. They're just on time.
Being on time is stressful.
Oh, I think you're trying to make
for
it work
that's
for you.
Always late.
Yeah. For people that's always late.
This is not me, okay? Once again, this is a study done by Harvard, okay? Now, this ain't me just yapping.
Well, you the one respecting them, Chaz. So
I'm about to say, everybody in here, just hold up how many fingers of people that you know that have gone to Harvard. Everybody hold up your hands, how many people.
Okay, so I don't spec it.
Roxy, what two people?
Brittany from high school.
Okay.
That was a big deal. Okay. She was going to Harvard.
Respect. You ain't even
and
rock
Amber.
With Brittany.
No.
Okay.
But
okay.
I knew she was going.
You know what?
It was a big deal.
Right. Shout out to Brittany and Amber.
Amber?
All right. So what you're saying pretty much that you're just not about to be on time, period?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just healthy saying.
This study is giving
saying,
you reason
to be healthy and happy.
I'm just saying. Don't be on my back about being late. I'm healthy.
Because what they're saying at Harvard.
And happy.
So basically what she's saying is homecoming, bro. Everybody that Roxy has come some type of obligation with you, waiting on her to go out or something. Just know now, she going to be late.
Yeah, just meet her there.
I think they already knew that.
Hell yeah, we did.
Boy. I think they knew that anyway.
Nerves. Yeah.
Honestly.
Drankins, Roxy, what item on the McDonald's menu turns 40 this year?
Not the Big Mac, because that's a good
quarter pounder.
I'm gonna go with
McChicken.
No.
McDouble.
I'm gonna go with
apple pie.
The double cheeseburger.
French fries. That's not right.
The Mac rib.
Mac. Sauce. Is it a dessert? Is it a burger?
Okay. Chicken sandwich?
I said McChicken.
He said, when you said, is it a burger?
It's not really a burger. It's sort of a burger. Not the quarter pounder.
Not the Big Mac. Not the cheeseburger.
It's a group.
McFish.
Nuggets.
It's a group.
Filet-o
well, what?
Fish.
I'm sick Filet-o of guessing. Fish.
Well, I'm not talking to you anymore then. Drankers, would you like to continue guessing? I said, as a group, my boy said fillet of fish.
Because, you know,
well, we don't know where to
fish
go
swimming
with
schools.
This.
You know, fish swimming schools. So I figured it was a group.
It's the 40 year anniversary for the Happy Meal.
Yo, that is a boy.
That was a trick question.
Take me back. How? Turn me up one time.
I was about to turn my boy up.
Turn me up.
Now, listen.
That was my favorite.
It's 40 years for the Happy Meal. And they said, listen, we're trying to get all of our old heads to rush out there and buy up these Happy Meals. And how do we do that? We're going to put vintage toys as the toys for the Happy Meals.
Transformers?
17 classic McDonald's Happy Meals toys. These are the toys that you can get.
Okay. Put Transformers?
The toys include the cowboy, the fireman, and the mailman McNuggets.
Not familiar.
I remember them. Them back in the day toys.
The hamburger that turns into a robot. Grimace. The Hamburglar.
Okay,
a power
Hamburglar. Rank,
you remember the Hamburglar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A power. You remember Grimace?
No.
The purple one? The purple one?
He was before Barney. Barney came. Grimace need to sue Barney.
Tell him, Drake.
Grimace was first. He was the first purple.
A Power Ranger.
Ooh, which one?
The red one. Space Jam's Bugs Bunny.
Ooh.
Patty the Platypus Beanie Baby. A 101 Dalmatians toy. Mm. A Tamagotchi. What's a Tamagotchi? I thought you would know that. You don't? Tamagotchi. My Little Pony.
I usually would jump out there, but I let it
A Furby.
Okay.
Furby.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey Mouse. Mm. And Hello Kitty. Those are the 17 toys that they will be dropping in the McDonald's Happy Meals. But this is only from next Thursday to next Sunday.
Okay.
That is
just
it.
Just a few days.
Just a few days just to celebrate 40 years for the Happy Meal at McDonald's.
You know what I wish they would do?
Talk about it.
I wish they would go back to the old apple pie.
What's the old apple
Thank
pie?
You, fried.
I don't know.
Fried. It was fried apple pie.
I don't
it
know
was
what
fried.
They've done.
It was fried.
I don't know
it was
what they've done.
They bake them
pie.
Now. They bake them now. They've been baking them, but it was fried before
but
that.
Drake, they different. They different.
When they started, they started their little healthy trend. They stopped frying the apple pie.
How are they frying it?
You know, it's like an apple pie, you know, like a turnover, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's dropped in the grease.
Oh,
like
they were dropping in the grease.
They
don't do that now.
They said, no, they bake them now. They bake them now.
But even I used to love the baked ones.
Really?
But now they done something. Mm-mm. I don't know what they did.
A good fried one.
They changed the recipe on us.
A good fried one,
and thought
boy.
We wouldn't notice. Yeah, I went and grabbed me one.
You want a good fried one? Let me tell you where you get it at.
Where?
Hardee's.
Yes, sir!
I already knew that.
Turn me up! Turn me up!
Why y'all so experienced on the apple pies in the city?
Oh, we're connoisseurs.
Yeah. Yes, y'all are. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, y'all. These my best friends.
That's my best friend. That's my best friend. Bless you.
It's 21 minutes after 7 o'clock, and yes, Three Live Crew is on your radio, full throttle for WSSU's homecoming, baby. And when you hear this music, somebody wants to talk about something. What's on your mind?
I can't believe y'all don't know what a Tamagotchi is.
What's a Tamagotchi?
Yeah, see, let me look it up. I'm about to Google
like
it right now.
It's a who?
Like the Gigapet.
Oh, it's a Gigapet?
The cheaper one. Yeah.
I'm about to say, what, a knockoff Gigapet?
It's these right here.
Yeah.
Oh,
These little keychains where you play little games or something. Oh, it's a little pet on the keychain.
On the key. Yeah, you remember Gigapets.
Yeah, I do remember Gigapets.
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember those. Yeah.
Why did we like those?
Why do we like a lot of things?
Why did we like Gigapets?
Look, she like, I had every one of them. I remember when I used to want them Furbies so bad. Did y'all hear me?
You did?
Yeah. Just to collect them. They sell them on eBay now. Some of these toys you can get from the McDonald's, Happy Meals next week, and then resell them joints on eBay, make some coins.
Make some coins?
Yes, that's like a little
The Beanie Babies was worth money back in the day. They were Beanie Babies.
Are
worth.
They still now?
If you got them, like them original Beanie Babies from like where? Like, yes.
Do you remember? Do y'all remember the little toy California Raisins?
Yes. The California Raisins. Yes. I tried to collect them all.
I did too,
they
Drank.
Had the glasses too. I forgot where it was. Burger King or them. Yeah. I used to try to collect the glasses.
Calm down, Drake.
All right.
You're getting a little excited. My boy got turned up.
Turn me up!
Yep, that's how you know when you done made it. That's how you know you are a super celebrity. It's 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew, Drankins, Roxy, and I'm B-Dot. I was just on Chico Bean's IG.
Uh-huh.
And he was just posting people that were dressed like him for Halloween yesterday.
Uh-huh. Shut up.
That's when you done made it, Rob.
That's dope.
Whatever gets you revved up, Sicko Top Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline is here to help.
It's 7:33, y'all.
Money in your palm will make you real.
We're the Three Live Crew. This is 102 JAMZ. How you feeling?
Cuba Gooding Jr. is not feeling good this morning. 15 now. We are up to 15. That's the number of women who have now come out against Cuba Gooding Jr. saying that he sexually assaulted them at one point or another. He's currently facing a total of 6 misdemeanor counts. I told y'all a few weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, he did plead not guilty to those charges. And Cuba Gooding Jr.'s lawyer insists that all of these women are just making up stories and trying to attach themselves to something that's hot right now.
Right, Cuba Gooding Jr. not hot right now, but I mean, he's Cuba Gooding Jr., so, you know, I mean, he's a legend.
I mean, I just think he's talking about the situation.
The situation
is in headlines. It's in a lot of headlines.
The Me Too joint.
I think that's what he's referring to.
And 15 now.
Yeah, 15 now. But then they're all situations where it involves Cuba at a club, drunk.
Hey.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos, Rock, that make me question Cuba. Like the one when he was standing up there and he tells somebody crab to it's that baby's D.
He yells
it loud too.
Yeah.
And I think it was the same night, Roxy, he's standing there with drunk out of his mind with a KFC bucket on his head. Now, I looked this morning, Roxy, there's another video on WorldStar of him trying to fill a lady's butt.
Really?
Yes.
There's footage of that?
Yes, footage. It's footage.
And like, I have not seen said footage.
Like, it's right here. It's not him. I don't think he's trying to, like, you know how dudes touch the side, like right above the hip.
Yeah.
It look like he's trying to do that, but it just doesn't look
like
good.
Like, rest his hand in the small of a bat.
Trying to touch
like
it.
That?
Trying to touch it, you know, just right there at the bottom, like, top of the butt, small of the back. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, Cuba.
That's what he's doing.
Right there, right. I'm watching
that's
the video.
Cuba right there.
All right, Cuba walked by.
Walked past. He's turning around.
He's talking to the lady.
Oh, right there at the small in the back. You saw the tap, the touch?
That's it?
Yeah.
Was it that bad, Rock?
I mean,
It almost went past Roxy. It almost went past. She didn't even recognize it. When you said, she didn't even flinch.
Because you see him, like, reach. You're not really sure what he's doing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not, but.
Was he trying to be pervy? Because he's reaching for something on her body.
Yeah.
And like Drake said, it's the top of her butt. And she turns and moves his hand. And then he tries to act like he's trying to get around her. But that's not what he was trying to do.
Come on, Trey.
Yeah.
Come on, Trey.
Yeah, bro.
And that's the kind of stuff he's being accused of.
Yeah. I mean, I've just seen a few videos, Doc.
Hold up.
Soon as I get home.
It's 7:38. In 22 minutes, it will be 8 a.m., baby. And we're the Three Live Crew right here on your radio. You know how it goes down on a free-for-all Friday. You hear this, and you know people are calling up to talk about whatever they want to talk about. It's 7:39 now. And I just told y'all, next week, from Thursday till Sunday, McDonald's, because they're celebrating 40-year anniversary of the Happy Meal, they're going to be giving out retro toys. Power Rangers, Hamburglars, Grimaces, Furbies, Mickey Mouses dressed like a freaking, what is it?
Robot?
Nah.
No?
Sorcerer. The Sorcerer Mickey Mouse. What's on your mind, family?
Hey, you remember when I was growing up with them Furbies? I used to be scared of them little Furbies.
Did you?
I used to be terrified.
Why were you scared of the Furbies, bro?
Hey, growing up, my grandma used to watch Puppet Master all the time. So them little toys, you know, them Furbies came out with all that hair. My sister used to tease me with them. Mm. I used to be terrified of things growing up.
Dang, that's crazy.
Those jokers be blinking on you.
Okay. Be making little noises.
They be blinking.
Hey, appreciate you, family.
Hey, man, y'all have a good one.
You too, Daddy. Good morning.
Listen, I had to call. I heard Roxy and Drake talk about them Hardee's apple pies.
Look here.
B-Dot don't know.
I don't.
I'm about to go get two right now.
I'm going to get me one today.
Yeah, ain't that damn good.
Yeah, they are.
Now, y'all stop it.
All right.
Yeah, man. When you bite into that thing, get that crunch. When I get it. And then I like to save the other one for a little later, put it back in the oven and get that crunch back on it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That girl going to go get the munchies real quick and go back to it. I know what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you,
yes,
Mama.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's 7:46, y'all. 14 minutes until 8 o'clock. And guess what, Bit Rock?
What?
I feel like it's only right that we just take it one time to court.
I hope you guys have your robes because Shannon Phillips needs your help.
Let's go.
Shannon Phillips, she was a regional director for Starbucks, and she was fired. And she is now suing Starbucks for racial discrimination because she said she was only fired because she was white. Now, you remember the situation that went down in Starbucks back in 2018? Mm-hmm. There were two black guys. It was a Starbucks in Philly. Two black guys are sitting in there waiting to have a business meeting. They were said, listen, y'all, they were told, listen, y'all need to buy something to leave. And they ended up being arrested, detained for 8 hours as mm-hmm. a result of that. Mm-hmm. Remember that incident, right?
I knew that.
That caused Starbucks to close like a bunch of their stores one day in May and just have some racial discrimination training.
Yeah, I remember that.
Y'all, everybody remembers that, yeah. We're all on the same page. Okay, Shannon says that a little under a month after that, Starbucks felt like they had not done enough. So to make good with the community, she, along with several other white employees, were fired. Now, she says the reason Starbucks gave her for terminating her was that she was, or that stores under her watch, managers were paying white employees more than they were paying black employees. Mm-hmm. And she says that's the reason that she, along with other managers, were fired. But she says she has proof that that is totally false. Mm-hmm. And she tried to tell her upper, you know, her higher ups when she had a meeting with them, that is not true. You're totally off base here. But they would not listen to her. She mm-hmm. said her pleas and her defense fell on deaf ears. And so now, as a result of that, she's suing Starbucks.
For me, go first.
Just drink.
Her case is denied.
Mm.
Simply because I'm rooting for everybody black.
I side with drink.
Oh, so you all are just going to be biased in this.
Hey, what? The system has been biased for so long, it's only
what?
Right.
What? This tell, is called, tell her, hey, welcome to America.
This is called reparations.
She was awesome. She got racial discrimination. Child, welcome to America. So long it look like up to me. They look up to
me. 9 minutes and it will be 8 o'clock. Just got word that on Wendover Avenue, right there by the Chick-fil-A, Stanley Road area, horrific multi-car accident. Horrific. Have to use the jaws of life to get people out of vehicles and stuff over there, and it's not looking good. So please avoid that area. If you're in that area, it's going to be highly congested. It's going to be some time before you can get around that area. So I would just suggest that you avoid the West Wendover Avenue area right there by Chick-fil-A at Stanley Road.
You said something earlier that there was black ice. Like, mm-hmm. people are not even ready for stuff like that yet. So, people, y'all need to slow down this morning because this is our first cold morning.
Yeah.
Like, it's 36 now, but it was 34, 32 just a little while ago.
Yeah.
Like, during the night hours. So, and it rained yesterday.
Legit.
Y'all slow down.
It's 102 Jams, man. Here go YK Osiris and Kalani.
My song.
Dang, your girl, Kalani. Ain't that who YG was cheating on, you told us last hour?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. You don't. Come on, man.
He was.
Well, let YG. All right,
my bad. You're right.
All right.
He was. It's in the morning and you ain't been at
alone. But we yeah. Osama bin. Well,
let's get ratchet. Let's get ratchet. Man, I wish I would have been an alpha, man. I wish I would have pledged in college, man. I just want to put that out there. That was going to be so
I
fun.
I do too, man.
I wish you had a two so I could have came and saw you. Shout out to B.I.
Shout out to B.I. I remember, like, and you know what was really lit, Drank?
What?
I was at Winston-Salem State when B.I., B.I.
Yes, every time that came on, B.I., B.I. went ham.
Man, listen.
B.I. went ham every time.
They used to kill that with that monkey joint, the drop, yes. And they'll freeze that Jeezy with the leg cross and the serpent-looking thingy.
One time for B.I., man.
God,
those that know, know.
God, 4 minutes after H.R., Ratchet Nation, stand up.
Shout out to the World Health Organization. Cause they just shout out to them. Cause you talk about somebody that's getting to it, they getting to it. They just did a 2019 beef scorecard. Mm. That's like food fast food chains who use antibiotic beef. You know, the antibiotics in their beef. Like they graded, you know, they graded the chains in the F category. There are 15 chains in the F category.
Oh gosh, is this for beef? If this for chicken? This.
Huh?
What about chicken? Is this just beef or is this all of their meat?
This is just beef.
It says 2019 beef scorecard.
Okay, beef. All
that's
right.
What
well,
it
I
says.
Ain't red meat anyway.
That's what it says. Oh, a good burger is a good burger. And it's some over there.
All right, let's see who got F's.
I don't think we should do F's.
Read them off.
I don't think we should do F's.
Read them off.
I don't think we should do F's.
Knowledge is power, Doc.
I don't think, and sponsors is power, too.
There were two in the D category.
What are the A's? Do we have any A's?
A's. Yeah. A's.
Yeah.
These two were given A's. They were the leaders in only using antibiotic-free beef and chicken.
Huh? Who?
One of my favorites.
Let's go.
Chipotle.
Ooh!
Okay, Chipotle. Okay.
And I love me some Chipotle. I'm going to get me a bowl when I get out of here.
But Chipotle, they make it a point to tell you they're using antibiotic-free stuff.
You remember, though, when Chipotle had a nice little run where they was getting some negative press.
It was like they had like a little outbreak of something. Like E. coli or something like that. No,
rats.
Like that.
Rats
it
and wasn't. Stuff was in their restaurant?
That was one little thing, but it had a little breakout. They had
what
do
you mean
breakout.
One little thing?
It was one little thing. They had a little breakout. A, right here. A.
A. You a. See the A?
World Health, A.
You see the
second,
A?
Second, Panera Bread.
Mm.
Those two were in the A category.
I can't never find nothing good to eat at Panera Bread. Hey. Man, it's just so bland to me.
There were two in the C category, too.
Okay, we can do C.
One, I was glad to see this one in the C category because I frink with there.
Where? You can throw that out there.
Mickey D's.
Mickey D's was a C?
Yes.
C is passing.
Mickey D's beat a lot of them.
Really?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say a lot of them. That's the only place I'm going. Mickey D's, I love you, man. I knew I loved you for a reason, baby.
And y'all be talking down on
McDonald's. That triple cheeseburger, I knew why I get them triple cheeseburgers.
I'm going to just throw some out there.
I want to know who got it.
Let me know if they're on the list. Don't let me know the letter, but just let me know if they're on the list.
Where's Chick-fil-A?
Is Chick-fil-A on the list?
They're not on the list.
Okay, because that's chicken, right?
They weren't in there. They weren't in there.
Oh, but he said beef and chicken for somebody.
But they just said that about that. They just said that for Chipotle.
Oh, okay.
Is Burger King on the list?
Yes, they're on the list.
Is Wendy's on the list?
Yes, they're on the list. McDonald's beat both of them.
All right, I'm going to just keep that at that. So you know if it's either, it's not, you know it's not as good as a C. So there's that.
I want to know. I want him to read
well,
the F's.
Just turn the screen and read them to yourself. If you're interested in knowing what the F's are, you can call up and he can tell you personally.
We got it right.
Yeah, to shut the hell up. Thirteen minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's only right that we go to the phone lines. They're blinking crazy right now after Drankin's Ratchet Report letting us know about restaurants that serve antibiotic-free beef. And then you got restaurants that got an F because they said, listen, you're going to get this antibiotic-heavy beef. And I'm in here just getting educated because Drankin's and Rocks, they just seem so knowledgeable about this. I'm like, so what is antibiotic? What are y'all talking about? And just a quick explanation.
It's like when they're raising the chickens and whatnot, mm-hmm. You know, they give them antibiotics, you know, for whatever, you know, things they may get or whatever.
Like we use antibiotics when like there's sickness in our body.
Right. Yeah.
Same thing for the chickens.
Yeah. Keep them healthy and fatten them up for slaughter. Hmm. While they fatten up for, you know, to get, you know, keep them healthy.
All of that stuff. Hormones, antibiotics.
Yeah.
But you're eating that. Yeah. So now they're getting, you're getting in your body.
Mm.
When you eat it, all of that, all up in you.
And they say it also plays a part because if they give them antibiotics and you're ingesting that, like the antibiotics they give you when you get sick, they won't work because you already
got the chicken antibiotics.
Yeah, you already got these. So now it's like they gotta, you know, it's the antibiotic they're giving you is not working as good as it used to.
Hey, give us the A's of the non-antibiotic beefs one more time. These are the A's. These are the restaurants that say, listen, we don't put all that antibiotic stuff in our beef.
Only two fell in A's. That was Chipotle and Panera.
Chipotle and Panera. Those are the places where you can go and you're 100% knowing that they don't have that in their beef.
That they're committed to like using antibiotic-free beef.
Now, there are there's a list. How many would you say were in the F category, right?
He said 15,
there were 15.
I think.
15.
There were 15 in the F category.
Chains in the F category. 15 chains, restaurants.
Good morning.
I just want to know what the F's are.
All right.
Read them off, Drink.
All right.
Oh, my God.
No! Wow. Dog the lot.
Oh, what?
Snail wild wolf. See, bro.
You know, I'm supposed to go ahead and say that all the restaurants
ain't nothing wrong. Y'all legit. Nope. Hey, Cookout ain't on the list.
Cookout was not on the list.
Oh, yeah.
But that don't mean they ain't got it. They just want it.
God almighty.
Hey.
I'm just going to stay home cooking.
Okay. You're the only power that can...
102 Jams, baby. 3 Live on your radio, and y'all are controlling all of the topics this morning. We just start some, and then y'all keep on with it. 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio. And I told y'all next week, Drankers just gave you some good news about McDonald's. Let me find out McDonald's that going to do a nice little resurgence in the fourth quarter.
Yes, sir.
Putting out these stats about they got that good good beef over there. Then they doubling back, and it's the 40-year anniversary of the Happy Meal, so they're getting you all these retro toys in the Happy Meals next week from Thursday to Sunday. What's on your mind, fam?
Hey, y'all remember the I don't know how old y'all is, but y'all remember the little skateboard toys that used to come in the McDonald's Happy Meals?
I vaguely remember. It's like a little man on it riding.
Yeah, but you like it's a little finger skateboard, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all might be a little older than me. I'm 25, so this was around when I was like 8, 9, 10. Something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was probably...
That was my favorite toy back then, though.
Yeah, I was probably off them and done graduated to quarters and Big Macs. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, bro, you remember when you graduated to a quarter pounder,
boy,
bro?
A meal?
When your mama would let you get a quarter pounder with cheese meal? Boy, you felt like a man.
I went to those early, though. I ain't even gonna lie. My mom, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no big dude, but I got a real big, metabolism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, she used to get mad at me and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I want some of her food after I'm done eating my food. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an eater, though. You get what I'm saying? I eat you out of house and home.
Respect. Yeah, I'll still go right. I will drive up right now and get me a daggone kids' meal. And smash it. Hell yeah, I get that on the rig.
Be full?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to definitely go get one, you know what I'm saying, and try to get one of them retro toys just like Drankers was talking about, you know what I'm saying, try to get some money for them.
For sure.
My boy.
My man going to try to
try to get the money for them.
Hey, appreciate you, fam.
Hey, look, I'm all about that hustle. Hey, appreciate y'all, too.
Hey, big shout out to everybody that was at the Red and Black Affair last night, man. We had a ball up in there. It was definitely teed up from the beginning to the end. Even downstairs in the reggae room and the go-go room, man. Big shouts to everybody over there at Winston-Salem States to make sure that homecoming is a success this week. Y'all know who y'all are. It's 102 Jams. We out here.
Did I ever ask you to take me to go?
Hey, only person to hit that note is Bruno and Bone. 8:36, y'all. 24 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. When you hear that music, what that mean, Rock?
It's free for all.
What's on your mind?
Good morning, family. How y'all doing?
Doing good, Paul. What's up?
Look, Rock,
I
want you to do your homework. I thought I'd give you this health tip for everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make everybody sick, but the food we eat, man, is really, really bad because of mass production. How they handle it, how they give it all these chemicals. I want the House of Health. I've been using something called Red Clover about 15 years. Because I don't work out, I'm not active as I used to, I try to give my body something to help it out. This particular natural situation would take anything out of your body, ain't supposed to be there. I couldn't walk at one time. My right knee had just went bad on me. Because of all the stuff I had been eating and gathered up in there and just was causing havoc. I did not want to go to the doctor. I got back on that Red Clover. Day and a half, I was back walking. So look it up. Look it up and check it out. It is so strong, it'll take an STD out your body.
Hey, what's the name of it again, Paulie Paul?
Red Clover.
Red Clover, okay.
When you look it up, it'll tell you cancer prevention. That's what I tell you. Get it? Hey, I'm going to tell you something. It's a wonder drug. I lived it. I do it. I use it every day. I don't promote things that's garbage. Trust me. It's good for your body. It's good for the colon. It's good for the lungs. I got it from a lady who had cancer. My mother-in-law turned me on to it. I had a bad toothache a long, long time ago. And this was years ago. And it took that poison out of my mouth quick. I stopped using it. And when my knee went out and I couldn't walk, I use it again. When I got my legs back, I use it every day. So
appreciate
y'all just check it out. Let Roxy do her research on it.
Yeah, I will.
Y'all go from there. All right, love y'all. Gotta go.
I appreciate
Thank you, Polly Paul. Appreciate
what,
you.
What was that other thing that somebody called up telling us about that was healthy to eat?
Black seed oil.
Black seed oil. I've been meaning to try to find that. Hey, big shout to Wu Two Times, man. Last night, after K-Cam got off the stage, Deron Juan was like, yo, Wu downstairs. I said, let's bring him up, man. While Lee came up there, man, it was lit. My boy Wu was on stage.
Yeah.
Doing that dance. Yeah, yeah.
I like
everybody
dance.
Went crazy, man. Now, you know, he from Detroit, so it was all love. Red and Black Affair was on one last night. 21 minutes to 9. Talk to him, Wu.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell him. Sell the whole thing. I ain't need that.
102 Jams, 14 minutes until 9 o'clock, y'all. Three live crew on your radio. And when you hear that music, it's free-for-all. What's up?
Good morning. I was calling in for the free-for-all.
Yes, ma'am. What's up? What's on your mind?
So me and my friends put together a vision board party that is on the 30th of this month. And we have a guest speaker, Randy Rosario. She's going to be there. And it's pretty much just like a party for anybody that has a business plan. It's like a self-care type of vision party. You know, kind of just trying to bring some positivity to Burlington. And we are having like giveaways and stuff like that.
You talking about Randy Rosario, the pitcher?
No, Randy Rosario, she's like a life coach, an author.
Well, I thought you were talking about the pitcher for the Cubs. I was like, how the hell did y'all get Randy Rosario to come to Burlington? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No, listen, I think a vision board is a dope idea. And a lot of times people do the vision boards in January. And I personally think that's a little too late. I think right now, like the date you have, the 30th of this month, that's the perfect time, right before Christmas. And you can already know in December what your plans and your visions are for 2020. So I think that's super dope.
Exactly.
Yeah, let the people
and
know.
We're not only targeting women, it's for men, anybody, you know.
Yeah, more women going to come, though. For some reason, men don't like that. I'm serious, man. Like, one of my homegirls had a vision board party. And I'm talking about, it was like 20 females there and two dudes. I was one of the dudes, me and her boyfriend. That was the only we was there, Rock.
It's called the vision. Write the vision and make it plain party.
Okay, can they find and write the vision and make it plain party on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bet. If you're interested in going to the event or checking it out, write the vision and make it plain. That's scripture right there, baby. That's scripture.
We hope to see everybody there.
Okay. Hey, good luck to y'all, man.
Yeah.
Thinking about my grandmama and I got to know.
Uh-oh. We got WSSU greats popping up on
us. It's about to start.
We got WSSU greats popping up on us, man.
What's up, Trails?
Big shout out to the homie DJ Trails, man. If you're familiar with anything WSSU over the past 10 years, you know DJ Trails.
Yeah.
Big shout out to him, man. He's the new DJ for NC State women's basketball up there.
Look at you.
Salute to the homie Trails.
Hi. Yeah.
Let me get my boy. Get the microphone one time,
Trails. Rams doing big things.
How you feeling about Trails? You good?
Man, I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I'm great, man. Last night was amazing. Had a great time over there.
Oh my God.
At the Red and Black Fair. Trails was there long enough just to see Buddy get stomped out, and then Trails left.
Listen. I was going to say, Trails ain't hurt enough this morning.
No, he left. He left super early, bro.
I was gone, bro.
Don't worry about it. I got some fireball in the back. Listen, Trails, we got stuff we got to do, so you just be quiet real quick. We got some picks to make. All right, first of all, who was going to pick the Cardinals last night? I about to say, for some reason, I feel like Roxy would have jumped out there and picked the Cardinals to beat the 49ers for the very first time. So you're going down 0-1.
I'm not going to lie about it.
Yeah, yeah. Usually, you know, I don't like to start three players off of one team. But last night, man, I started Jimmy G. Had to pick him up off waivers. Mm-hmm. He went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I had Kittle. He went crazy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I got that San Francisco defense. I got a nice little lead on Jay Flex right now.
Sheesh.
But that's always scary to have a big lead on Thursdays.
Why?
Because they always come back on you.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Houston to Jacksonville. Who y'all got?
Jacksonville.
Roxy.
Houston.
I'm with you, Drank. Washington at Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Skins.
Ooh. Drank stands alone there. Minnesota at Kansas City.
Minnesota.
We all go Minnesota.
Kansas City.
Roxy changed hers up. Wants to go KC. Take that circle off. Back to Minnesota there. Jets at Miami.
Jets.
I'm the only one that's thinking that Miami is going to get a dub this week. Chicago at Philly.
Chicago.
Really?
I got to go.
I don't know. What the hell y'all believe
in? Let's
go,
Reek.
Philly all day. Indy at Pitt.
Indy.
Pitt.
Drankins and I on the same page. Roxy stands alone.
Connor just got hurt, didn't he?
Yep.
Give me Indy.
You want to go Indy?
Mm-hmm.
Say no more. I think Jalen Samuels going to ball out. Tennessee at Carolina.
Carolina.
Who's quarterbacking?
Is this the return of Cam? Trails, is this the return of Cam this week?
Kyle still.
The other team. Who was the other team?
Titans.
Yeah, Tennessee. Titans.
Oh, good.
4 o'clock games. Detroit at Oakland.
Detroit.
Drinkins and I are straight Detroit. Roxy is team Oakland. Tampa Bay at Seattle.
Seattle.
Everybody is Seattle.
Roxy's Tampa Bay.
Oh, going against your boyfriend?
I didn't want to, but you made me.
Cleveland at Denver.
Denver.
Denver. Right. Never. I hate Cleveland.
I'm rolling with Cleveland.
Freaking Cleveland.
Green Bay at the Chargers.
The Chargers.
Ooh.
Green Bay.
Absolutely. New England at Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Pats.
Roxy, we're on the same page with Baltimore.
Stupid.
So you just don't like going with me, is what you're saying?
I don't like going with anybody.
With somebody? Last game, Monday Night Football, Dallas at the Giants. Everybody is Dallas. That's what I thought.
Giants.
8:58, 2 minutes, and it will be.
I'll go Dallas this round.
Everybody went Dallas. I already put it down.
Drake went the Giants.
No, he didn't.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and V.I. Three Live Crew.
102 Jams, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Three Live Crew on your radio. Special guest in the building. One of the best DJs in the land, man. DJ Trails is in here rocking with us.
Oh, man, I feel honored, man. I appreciate that.
You're right beside one of the best DJs in the country, DJ Lil Vegas.
Oh, by far.
How does it go when y'all see each other? Is it like when athletes see each other and just respect each other's skill set? Is that what it is?
Yeah, man. So, yeah. I look up to Vegas, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the blend's crazy.
He's sick. Super respectful. Yeah. Trails, what are you looking forward to the most this weekend?
Man, I just want great vibes, great energy, man.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this whole school year has been off the chain.
Agreed.
So I just want the alums that said, you know, that like they want to come back and come see it, man. Come have a good time. That's all I want.
What you looking forward to the most, Roxy? Out of all the things that we got to do, parties, parades, games, energy, tailgates, all that, what are you looking forward to the most?
I think, tailgate yard tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tailgate yard tomorrow.
Just
for sure.
That energy.
Yes.
Just that energy.
See everybody. Everybody having a good time, man.
Yes, yes.
I'm excited for that.
I just came from outside and it is super chilly out there.
I ain't gonna stop nothing.
Yeah. No, it ain't.
It is.
No. Ain't gonna stop nothing. No, it ain't.
Drinkins, is there anything
we gonna bundle
that
up?
You're looking forward to?
The parade.
Okay.
Because that's the first thing that I'll be taking part in tomorrow.
Yeah,
the parade.
Yeah.
Just ready for it.
Ready for it.
And the party Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to miss the yard because I got to go see my son play. But, hey, I'm coming back to win to the tray.
Who Johnson C. Smith play tomorrow?
They got St. Aul for their homecoming.
Okay, respect.
Okay.
Respect to y'all, man.
I ain't even know St. Aul had one.
My boy come with the shade. I like it. I like the way my boy come with the shades. I love it.
You didn't know they had one what?
Homecoming. I didn't know they had a football field.
Look at my boy.
They actually don't.
They don't? See?
They play somewhere else. They don't play at home.
Really?
Yeah, it's almost like a neutral site game for them.
See? That boy said a neutral site game for their homecoming.
All right. I swear. We don't have to. We don't
say
have
no,
to.
Y'all are trash.
That's a home going over there. Home going over there.
Hey, you enjoying the hell out of this mix, man. Listen, in the world, in life, is nothing more important than a dope DJ.
Than a dope DJ.
Tell me about it.
I'm telling you, man.
Won't they
make it or break it?
DJ. Yes.
I mean, make it or break
a
it.
A DJ will make or break your event, man.
That's right.
And I'm so thankful that I'm in the company of some of the greatest DJs, man.
Yeah.
Like every morning, Monday through Friday, you get to listen to DJ Lil Vegas do stuff like that. Those blends, who thinks of those?
Nobody.
This weekend, I'll be rocking. You hear that voice right there? You're like, who the hell is that to keep talking?
I'm getting tired of Trails trying to be deep with his homecoming voice.
That's him.
I feel like he told me, like, hey, listen for me. I'm going to be on there in the morning, baby.
Yeah, for homecoming.
Hey, DJ Trails, man, I'm rocking with him at a bunch of events, man. We got a dope event tonight for the young alumni.
That's right.
Tomorrow night, we got a dope event for just all Ram family.
That's right.
Trails going to be up there DJing with that. Last night, I was in the company of one of the greatest DJs in the area, DJ Deron Juan, and we towed that thing up last night. You hear me?
I see footage.
Right, we towed that thing up.
I'm seeing footage.
And I'm telling you, we had so many obstacles to try to just get Buddy getting stomped out on stage.
Yeah.
Then the mace happened because somebody got beat up in the audience, so they sprayed mace and shut down the party.
Uh-huh.
Then somebody pulled the electrical wires out, and it was just dead silence. So, of course, they hit that daggone... No music.
Hey,
no music. Oh. You know that happened. You know that had to happen. But, hey, man, Deron, it is always a pleasure rocking with you. I get to rock with Deron again tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I got Deron, Trails, and DJ Earn all at the same point. Like, listen, man.
I got a question for you, though.
Talk to me, man.
Deron let you touch his mixer?
I never touch his mixer.
Oh, you do? Because he banned me.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he banned me.
I'm not the mixer-touching host. That's not really my bad.
Vegas doesn't mind. When I host with Vegas, he's like, go ahead, drink, have at it, man. And we vibe out.
I think he
looking
minds.
At me on the sideway. He looking at me on the side.
Yeah, I think he minds.
I just think he lets it ride.
Exactly. I don't think any DJ likes when
but
a host
But I think at some point, Vegas and Deron, they see I'm at a level of Henny.
Yeah.
They be like, man,
it's no point.
He's at that level of Henny.
Trails, as a DJ, do you like it when a host comes over there and hit your mixer?
No, because
no.
No, because like a lot of times, man, like you'll be like DJing or whatever, and you be trying to mix, and they like, yo, so what's your area code? You like, come on, bro. Like, my blend's off count. I'm like, hey, like, come on, man.
You wait. So, yeah. I'm going to host with you one day. I'm going to touch
you. You know what, that my biggest pet peeve is whenever somebody try to dap you up while you DJing. Like, you see me mixing your hand out like this, and you still standing there. 10 seconds later.
You hear Vegas sound effects? Vegas hit you with the woo! Hey, DJ Lil Vegas doing his thing right now, man. 21 minutes after 9. It is still Free For All Friday. What you want to talk about? Let's get to it.
Ride with the mob. Alhamdulillah. Check in with me.
And the party has officially arrived in the studio. If anybody knows anything about WSSU, you are very familiar with one James Locke.
The doll is in the building.
And what you going to be doing tonight at the Young Alumni Gym Jam, James?
Going out of
all this year, enjoy new flavors from Duck Donuts like pumpkin roll and cinnamon.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, man, 9:37. 23 minutes, and it will be 10 o'clock. This is the free-for-all final hour, so we're letting folks talk about whatever they want to talk about. Of course, it's homecoming, y'all. Good morning.
You hey, on the track. It's free-for-all, right?
Yep, it is, up? Angry Man. What's cracking?
It's homecoming. I can't wait.
But it's already here. It's here. It's
been here all week.
It can't wait for what?
I know. I've been on the yard all week.
Oh, shoot.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I'm telling you, I went to the Black and Red. I went to, I'm about to go to the Step of the Night. Come on.
You was not at the Black and Red.
Yes, he was. He was helping Stunner for Vegas people stomp out, buddy.
Yes, sir. I got you. I'm just letting y'all know I'm proud of y'all, man. I can't wait.
I appreciate you, Angry Man. Man, we'll see you in the city this weekend.
No doubt.
Okay, and I rock you. When I come up to you and say I'm Angry Man at the parade tomorrow, don't say nothing.
Huh?
You say when
you
come up.
I'm going to be in the parade.
Yeah, we're going to be at the parade.
I'm going to say, hey, I'm Angry Man.
Yeah. Okay. Well. I'll be looking for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Angry Man. Peace. Two Jams, 19 minutes, and it will be 10 o'clock. 3 Live on your radio. In around the 6 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock hour, Roxy was telling us about a lady suing Starbucks because she said she's white and she was racially, what'd you say, bro? I'm sorry.
She was fired, and she's saying it was racial discrimination because she got fired. This all results from, it's all fallback from that situation that happened at Starbucks back in 2018 when the two black guys were sitting there. They were told, y'all need to buy something or leave. They were, as a result of that, arrested and held for 8 hours, detained for 8 hours. And she says that Starbucks, trying to make their face good with the black community again, fired a bunch of white employees for no reason.
Mm. What you say?
I work at Bath & Body Works.
Okay.
People get scared of me just for me walking up to you.
Dang.
I doubt she got fired for racial discrimination. That's the last thing on the list she got fired for. She's just trying to make headlines and make more money since she's fired.
I would like to see her proof that white employees were not getting paid more than black employees. I would like to see.
Why not bring that to the table off the rip?
Yeah. Well, she said, Roxy said she tried to, but it just fell on deaf ears. Yeah. And people was like, nah, ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Should have put that in a post. Should have put the evidence in a post.
You said, well, you got a what?
I have friends that work at Starbucks. I've been working there for 3 years, and they still haven't got their raise, but they always complain about someone else who does. So I already know, I feel like she's lying about that, for one.
Yeah. I ain't even need all this background to agree with Drake.
Didn't need it.
Didn't need it. Root for everybody owned. Black. Appreciate you.
You welcome. Weezy out of here. Yeah. Weezy out of here.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. I apologize. Me and James in here just talking my head. I shut up, James, so we can work.
Listen, it's homecoming, y'all. Hey.
O-M-E-C.
O-O-M-I-N-G
is homecoming, y'all.
Period.
Is homecoming, y'all.
Period.
O-M-E-C.
O-M-I-N-G
is homecoming, y'all.
Say what? Period.
Now let's do something I know, like U G L.
10 minutes, it'll be 10 o'clock. Let's go.
Rats on, rats on, rats.
Let's go.
Rats on, rats on, rats.
Let's go.
Rats on, rats on, rats.
Hey, big shout to WSSU. You know this our theme music, baby. Big shout to Lakeside one
time.
See, they ain't got headphones on, so they can't catch the beat. Hey. They can't catch the beat. Hey. They can't catch the beat.
Oh, they got the headphones on.
What you saying?
You gotta take it back to throw that. Go ahead and put that USDA. Throw some money.
I don't know if we got that.
You got that.
You gotta take it back to Poncho.
I don't know if we got that.
Poncho Villa.
The only USDA we got is this.
Okay, now we're gonna get to
this fucked up too.
I mean, listen, we're just getting in the mood.
Yeah, this poncho.
Ain't it what it was?
Poncho Villa.
Down at the Nitty. We used to be down at the Nitty.
Yeah, we used to be there too.
We used to be there too.
One way in the Nitty, one way out. You hear
with
me?
With a pork chop sandwich.
We used to be over there at the Brew Aha.
That's a little older than me, baby. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.